Whole lot of brothers out there been paying child support and take care of their kids. It goes wrong when you call a man that's been paying child support and you tell him he is behind on child support. And even though his child is about to turn 18, since he is delinquent, he gonna have to pay it till he's 21. I did that, and this is how it went.
Hello?
Hello, I am trying to reach a Melvin Colbert, please.
Yeah, this is Melvin.
Mr. Melvin, how are you? My name is Tim. I'm with the Child Support Services, and I wanted to give you a call. Going through the records that we have, I wanted to follow up on some things. We're noticing here that your son, Melvin Jr., is going to be turning 18 here pretty soon, but looking at our records, it indicates that you were doing pretty well with child support for 16 years. It just seems like here within the last year, you seem to have fallen off. Seem like we haven't gotten a payment from you within the last year. I'm dating it back now. It looks like 06 of...
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Like January of 06?
Wait a minute. Now, you said for 16 years, my son will be 18 in 3 months.
Right, I know, that's what we're saying. It seems like he's approaching 18, sir, but within the last 12, 13 months, sir, we haven't really gotten a payment here from you as far as child support is concerned.
Wait a minute, hold on now. What you mean you ain't got no payment? They take it out of my check. They take money out of my check every week, every paycheck. That's twice a month. They take money out of my check, and they've been taking money out of my check.
Wait a minute, you need
to look in that computer again. Look in there again.
Sir, I've gone through the records over and over. I actually thoroughly check before I give people a phone call. I'm almost 99.9% sure. This is dated back 13 months here. You've been paying right at $750 a month. Am I right?
Yes, that's right.
And they break it up over a 4 week period, and you get paid weekly. So they've been taking it out.
Every 2 weeks, they've been taking $375 out of my check.
Right.
So, now something wrong. No, they've been taking it. I know they've been taking out my check.
Well, sir, I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but what happens when situations get to this point, this is what takes place. Even though the child is turning 18, what they're going to do, sir, is now extend child support until the child reaches 21, which is another 3 years now.
Hell no. They've been taking $375 out of my check twice a goddamn month. So ain't no extending nothing. My court order say when my son turned 18 in 3 months, 3 months from tomorrow, that damn child support gonna get cut off. Ain't no extending to no goddamn 21.
Sir,
I take care of my son. Now, you listen to me. Y'all got me fucked up. I take care of my son, and they take it out of my check.
Sir, wait a minute, sir. What I'm saying is it's not in the computer. We don't have any listings of it. It hasn't been done within the last 13 months. That's when it comes to a situation like this, we extend it to the child is 20.
Now, shit, you ain't extending shit nothing on me. 18, y'all ain't shit. But, baby, they talking about I ain't paid. I got the goddamn check stubs where they been taking out of my check. Now, how come y'all don't have the goddamn records of the shit?
Sir, do you have
check? Huh? Baby, where my check stubs? Where the check stubs at? Huh? I got a box where I keep the goddamn check stubs at.
Do you have every check stub, sir, going back?
You damn right I got every goddamn check stub. And I got the other damn receipts, everything I bought for the motherfucker. Well, excuse me, I don't mean to talk about my son like that. But shit, hell no. Where's your goddamn supervisor at?
Sir, I'm the actual manager here. I'm the one that makes the phone call, sir. We've gone through these records over and over, trying to make sure that we were definitely clear on it before we give a personal call about a situation like this.
That's bullshit, man. That's some bullshit.
Sir, I don't want to be a bearer of bad news.
Don't call me with this bullshit. You don't want me to be no bearer. Don't
sir,
call me with this,
you will
bullshit.
Be paying this amount until the child is 21.
Oh, that's bullshit. I bet you wait till my son turn goddamn 18. I bet you one motherfucking thing, y'all ain't taking shit out of my goddamn check, no 21 in my ass.
Sir, sir, what I'm not going to do is have you, I'm not going to go back and forth with you, okay? Now, you're going to pay 21 until he's 21, or the worst scenario is you're going to jail.
Well, mister, let me tell you one thing. Let me tell you one thing. You listen to me damn good. Now, I know what the hell they've been taking out of my check twice a goddamn month. Do you hear me? I know what they've been taking out because I know what I've been bringing home.
Well, sir, is there a possibility?
Is that right? And look here, let me tell you this here. I tell you what, when my son get 18, ain't no more shit coming out of my check. Y'all can pay the shit to 21 if you want to. Y'all can care. I've been taking care of it. Y'all can pay that shit when they 21. Shit, hell no.
Are you having problems? Are you having problems giving money to your son to support him, sir?
What the fuck you talking about? Y'all ain't got no problem taking the shit out of my check. I take care of my son good. I take care of him good. Get him a haircut every week. Buying them damn tennis shoes. Still get it. I ain't got no problem paying with my son. I take care of my son. I take care of what's mine. And that's what I've been doing. For the past damn near 18 years, come 3 months from tomorrow. That's what I've been doing. So I tell you what, I'm going to still take care of my damn son afterwards. But it ain't coming out of my check to y'all shit. I'm going to take care of my own because I don't need y'all in my goddamn. I don't need the white folks in my shit to make me take care of my damn son. So goddamn, when 18 come, I bet you one goddamn thing in 3 months on that fourth goddamn month, nothing better not come out of my goddamn check.
Sir,
I bet you that
sir,
shit.
Sir, it's going to go until the child is 21.
No, don't tell me calm down now. I'm going to get these motherfuckers straight calling me with this shit.
And we're going to get you straight. We're going to get you straight. You're going to pay until he's 21 because you were negligent for the last 13 months. You were.
Who the fuck you think you talking to, you ignorant son of a bitch, you? What's your goddamn name? No, baby, this motherfucker come telling me. Motherfucker, you done lost your goddamn mind.
My name is Tim Phillips, and I'm with the Child Support Services. You have been negligent for 13 months, and you're going to pay. You're going to pay until...
I've been doing right, baby. This motherfucker hollering at me on my goddamn phone, talking about I ain't goddamn pay. Now, let me tell you something. Let me tell you one goddamn thing. Come 3 months, I'm going to pay it. I'm going to pay it for 3 months. But after 3 months over with, I ain't giving y'all or his mama another goddamn thing. But I give it to my son. But that dirty, filthy, ignorant wank ain't getting another goddamn penny out of me. So now, not a dime. And you better say it.
Who is that back there?
That's my gal. That's my gal. But you heard what I said, right? I'm telling you what I said.
Oh.
Huh?
You
got that. So you go and tell her that shit. You go and tell whoever the goddamn attorney general is over the U.S., you tell his ass that shit.
I'm listening.
This thing better not come out my motherfucking check. I'm looking for your motherfucking ass. I know what the fuck I've been doing. So you know what? You can kiss my motherfucking black ass. Come 3 motherfucking months. I'm telling you that shit to your motherfucking face. Shit, right goddamn now, and I tell you to your goddamn.
Well, let me say something to your face. Is you listening?
What the fuck you got to say, man?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your boy Stan Spillers.
Oh, shit. Motherfucker. Wait a goddamn minute. Man, you motherfucker.
Melvin, you all right, man?
Nigga, I will load my goddamn gun up. I'm coming to get your ass, motherfucker. Talking shit. Who the fuck put you up to this shit, man?
Your boy Stan. Well, I guess he worked. Do Stan work with you?
Yeah, that motherfucker worked for me. Forklift driving son of a bitch. I tell you what, though. I'm gonna take the brakes off that goddamn forklift in the morning. That motherfucker, he gonna run into some shit. I bet you that.
Okay.
I bet you that. Man, y'all cold in a motherfucker, man.
Let me ask you something, Mr. Melvin. What is the baddest radio show in the world?
Man, y'all some crazy son of bitches, man. The Steve Harvey Morning Show. That's the baddest. Man, y'all niggas cold, man. Y'all cold, man.